Good morning, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in this weekend to watch a video with me. It's about 6:45 in the morning and I got up early to make a sunrise video for you because I was working on the he shed, she shed last night, or she shed, he shed. And I got so tired. I wanted to make my video last night and get it out by 3 a.m. like I always do. And I just had to give myself a break. I just had to say, eat some dinner, go to bed, get up early, and do this video. And that made me think of the topic for the video. First of all, an update on the he shed, she shed. I want to thank Bruce and Chris who helped with this, building this thing. They sent me this laser cut sign, which is beautiful. It went right on the side of it. I'll give you a quick update and then I'll get to the topic here. I called this a sunrise video because this is what's going on behind me here. Where'd it go? Wow, it's not showing up. Oh, there it is. Okay. Sun's coming up. I want to thank a few people. I want to thank Gordy, my buddy from Texas. I want to thank Shanna, my sweetheart, for helping dig the holes for this thing. I want to thank Kurt Green for helping get those trusses up on the roof. I want to thank Gary and Maria for helping paint this whole thing. I want to thank Bruce and Chris for helping get the siding on and the trim on this thing. And then the metal roof. Shannon and I finally got the metal roof done. I got the ridge cap on yesterday. I've got a lot to clean up, but the outside is done. And this has been a labor of love. It made me think of the topic today, right? There's always another sunrise, right? See if I can get this in the picture. There it is. The topic of the video today is slow down. Slow down to speed up. There's an old saying that says slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And if you're anything like me, a doer, you just do, especially with work. You got project milestones, you've got goals, you've got critical path elements, you've got things you need to get done on your list. And the thing that it does is create a sense of urgency, a sense of impatience. Hell, even before, while I was waiting for this sun to come up, I can't believe, oh, there it is. When I was waiting for this sun to come up, I was sitting around picking up stuff and sweeping. I couldn't sit still. I couldn't just watch the sunrise. And this is part of my personality, right? Doing versus being. I am trying to learn every day to just be a little more patient, be a little more calm, be a little kinder to myself, be a little bit more compassionate to myself and others. If you can't be compassionate and calm and nice to yourself, it's nearly impossible to be compassionate and calm and nice to other people. So this is a message for today. I want you to find a friend, find a brother. If you're in this community, call somebody. Slow down. Have a cup of coffee. Have a beer. Do something to take care of yourself. Take care of your friendships with the men who are important to you. Do it with your lover. Do it with your wife. Slow down to speed up. I just noticed I have a morning face. This is the first time you've got to see me in the morning with all my morning wrinkles. Anyway, I think it's important because yesterday I just hooked up two guys out in Perth, Australia. I'm starting to get parts of my tribe around the world, and I'm connecting them for coffee and beer. And it made me realize the importance of when you're feeling urgent and you're feeling anxious and you're feeling scared, especially in the face of a marriage that's having trouble or an argument with your wife or a pending separation or divorce. You want to keep doing. You have to do something to fix it. And I want you to slow down. I want you to realize the value of connecting with other people and slowing down. There is always another sunrise. There's always another sunrise. And so just slow down and trust that tomorrow's another day. Just be who you want to be today. Slow down, take care of yourself, be compassionate, and then that'll allow you to give that to other people as well. So anyway, thanks to everybody who helped me get this part of the she shed done here. I appreciate you tuning in today, watching sunrise with me. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.